आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अनुजा कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल हेल्थ सेक्टर प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ अराउंड 12,850 करोड़ रुपीज ऑन धनवंतरी जयंती एंड आयुर्वेद डे टुडे। Prime Minister to also distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments during Rozgar Mela this morning. Filing of nominations for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra to end this evening. Centre issues alert against illegal payment gateways created via mule bank account by transnational cyber criminals. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia beginning today. And in women's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurved Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens, regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes a Panchkarma hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, a central library, an IT and startup incubation centre, and a 500-seat auditorium, among others. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various projects of the health sector in Madhya Pradesh today. A report from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the six-storey Kautilya Bhavan built at a cost of 65 crore rupees at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in Bhopal today. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the drone service facility at AIIMS. Medical services will be provided in the surrounding cities through this service. The Prime Minister will virtually inaugurate medical colleges in Neemuch, Mandsaur and Sivni. The state level program will be held in Mandsaur, in which Mr. Modi will virtually distribute assistance amount of 1,624 crore rupees under the Chief Minister Kisan Kalyan Yojana to more than 81 lakh farmers of the state. Appointment letters will also be distributed to 512 Ayurveda medical officers in the program. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Furthermore, he will inaugurate facility and service extension at various AIIMS, namely at Bilaspur in Himachal Pradesh, Kalyani in West Bengal, Patna in Bihar, Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh, Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh, Guwahati in Assam and in New Delhi, which will also include a Jan Aushadhi Kendra. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate a super speciality block in the Government Medical College at Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh through video conferencing. We have more from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will dedicate the super speciality block built in the Government Medical College in Bilaspur, Chhattisgarh today. It has been built at a cost of Rs. 200 crore. Besides, the Prime Minister will also virtually lay the foundation stone of the 100-bed Central Yoga and Naturopathy Research Institute in Raipur. The Prime Minister will launch services related to the use of drone technology in 11 health institutions of the country, including AIIMS Raipur in Chhattisgarh. These projects will not only ensure quality healthcare services to the people, but also enhance service delivery through the innovative usage of drone technology to make healthcare more accessible. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
The Prime Minister will launch the You Win portal. It will benefit pregnant women and infants by fully digitalizing the vaccination process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations across the country.
Rozgar Mela highlights the Prime Minister's commitment to prioritizing employment generation. It will empower the youth by providing them with meaningful opportunities to contribute to the nation building. Newly appointed recruits will join the central government across various ministries and departments. They will have the opportunity to undertake foundational training through Karmyogi Prarambh. This online module is available on the iGot Karmyogi portal. Over 1,400 e-learning courses are available on the portal, which will equip recruits with essential skills to serve in their roles effectively and work towards building a Viksit Bharat. Saklain Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Uttar Pradesh, Rozgar Mela functions will be held at four locations, Lucknow, Varanasi, Gorakhpur and Bareilly. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The filing of nominations will end today for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 20th of November. More from our correspondent.
632 candidates have so far filed their nominations. State BJP Chief Babulal Marandi filed nomination from Dhanwar seat, while Minister B.B. Devi of JMM filed nomination from Dumri constituency. Scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 1st November. With Krishna Kumar Lal from Ranchi, this is Aishwarya Rainigam from Akashwani Delhi.
In Maharashtra, filing of nomination for single-phase assembly polls will end today. The scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 4th November. Voting for all 288 seats will be held on 20th of November in a single phase. More from our correspondent.
On the penultimate day for filing nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections yesterday, prominent leaders across political parties filed their nominations. 3,259 candidates have filed their nomination for 288 constituencies in the state so far. The BJP has announced candidates for a total of 146 seats so far. The Congress released fifth list of six candidates. The Maharashtra Navnirman Sena declared seventh list of 18 candidates. Voting in Maharashtra will take place on 20th November, while the counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, I4C, has issued an alert against illegal payment gateways created using mule bank accounts by transnational organized cyber criminals facilitating money laundering as a service. The Home Ministry said that recent nationwide raids by the Gujarat police and the Andhra Pradesh police have revealed that transnational criminals have established illegal digital payment gateways using mule or rented accounts. These are used to launder proceeds from various departments. Types of cyber crimes. The Home Ministry, in collaboration with law enforcement agencies, is taking all necessary steps to create a cyber secure Bharat. Our correspondent has filed this report.
These mule accounts are controlled remotely from overseas. An illegal payment gateway is created using these mule accounts. These are given to criminal syndicates for accepting deposits on illegal platforms. Funds are layered to another account as soon as the crime proceeds are received. Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center has advised citizens not to sell or rent their bank accounts or company registration certificate or Udyam Aadhaar registration certificate to anyone. Citizens must immediately report any cybercrime on helpline number 1930 or www.cybercrime.gov.in and follow CyberDost account on social media. With Saklain, Suparna Sekya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia beginning today. The visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and explore new avenues of trade, investment and economic cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will also participate in the eighth edition of the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh. Following the modernization of the 65-kilometer-long Maho-Anuradhapura section of the Northern Railway line, train services between Colombo and Kanke-Santurai have resumed yesterday. More from a correspondent.
As a crucial transport infrastructure project, the railway track upgradation work on the Northern line in Sri Lanka has been completed, resulting in better connectivity between Colombo and Northern province. The train services were resumed from Colombo to Kankisandurai in the north yesterday, while the return journeys have commenced today. The project executed by Aircon International Limited was undertaken under an Indian credit line at a cost of $91.27 million. The upgrade will enable trains to operate at speeds of up to 100 km an hour and remove several speed restrictions. Ahmed Moeen Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
In sports, Indian women's cricket team will face New Zealand in the third and final one-day international match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. While in Under-19 World Boxing Championships, Indian boxers are in fray to secure medals today. We have a report.
In cricket, Harmanpreet Kaur-led Women in Blue will aim to put their best against New Zealand in Ahmedabad today, as the three-match series is currently levelled with one each. While in men's cricket, former Indian cricketer VVS Lakshman has been appointed as the head coach of senior men's team for the upcoming tour of South Africa. Incumbent national coach Gautam Gambhir will be Australia-bound for the crucial Border Gavaskar Trophy, scheduled next month. Moving on to hockey, an 18-member squad for the upcoming Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 has been announced. The tournament is set to take place from 11th to 20th of November at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. Defending champions India will be led by midfielder Salima Tete, while forward Navneet Kaur will serve as the vice-captain. Next update is from Under-19 World Boxing Championships, where Indian boxers Nisha and Pathvi Grewal advanced into the semi-finals on Day 2 at Colorado, United States. Today on Day 3, several Indian boxers are in action to secure medals across various categories. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off their Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi this morning. The Run for Unity is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "This unity run is not just a resolution for the unity of India. Now the unity run has also become a resolution for a Viksit Bharat."
31 अक्टूबर की एकता दौड़ को हम 29 तारीख को आज धनतेरस के पवित्र दिन पर आयोजित कर रहे हैं। 31 अक्टूबर 2015 से प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र भाई ने महान सरदार पटेल के याद में देश की एकता और अखंडता के लिए पूरे देश को संकल्पित करने के लिए एकता दौड़ का आयोजन करने का फैसला किया और तब से लेकर आज तक पूरा देश एकता दौड़ से न केवल देश की एकता और अखंडता के लिए संकल्पित होता है उस दिन अपने आप भारत माता की सेवा में पुनः समर्पित भी करता है.
The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast thunderstorms with lightning today at isolated places over East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh. It also predicted heavy rainfall at places over coastal Karnataka on the 31st of this month and 1st of next month. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Anuja. Delayed for years, census process to be started in 2025, writes Hindustan Times as its top front page headline. The paper adds, chances of 33% women's quota by 2029, Brighton. The Tribune cites more power to India's air power as first private military aircraft plant take wings, with India-Spain partnership soaring to new heights. Following government's efforts to boost compliance, nearly 50 more offshore firms register for GST, notes the Financial Express. Exam dates out for JEE Main 2025 to be held in two sessions in January and in April, reports the Times of India. An Indian Express headline states, rural uptick but urban areas new points of concern in GDP growth. And finally, Indian law firms eye longer arms, reports the Economic Times, with domestic firms establishing overseas offices exploring international markets in arbitration and cross-border deals. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch multiple health sector projects worth around 12,850 crore rupees on Dhanvantri Jayanti and Ayurved Day today. Prime Minister to also distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments during Rosegarh Mela this morning. Filing of nominations for second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra to end this evening. Centre issues alert against illegal payment gateways created via mule bank account by transnational cyber criminals. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia beginning today. And in women's cricket, third and final ODI between India and New Zealand to be played in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.